大家好，我是 Jenny， 先提前预祝我们的女性听众们妇女节快乐。
Hey ladies, happy International Women's Day。
啊，听到这一句，我们很多女性听众肯定都心花怒放啊、哦！你知道大家多爱你的声音吗
？Oh, really？
你也假装不知道，你不要假谦虚。Come on.
Okay, well, I want to do a really, really, sincere voice for today because International Women's Day is a super important day.
我们今天会讲很多形容女生就不同阶段女生的名词，然后你把这些名词改一改呢，又可以变成形容词，就是来讲这些不同阶段女生的一些特点。
Right. Now, before we start, Jenny, we get this question a lot, and it's something that I think a lot of native speakers will stumble over. Is it International Women's Day or Women's Day?
对啊，我要问你到底。
So Women's Day?
Women's Day. International Women 要用复数，后面一撇 S 是属于女性的节日，对不对？
Right. Now, of course, the other question that we get is,What's the difference in pronunciation between
一个
one, right, and many? So the difference is one woman versus women.
对，就是单数的时候，这个听起来比较像中文的我们
right,
woman.
Right.
然后呢，复数的时候就比较像那个游泳 swimming.
Right, swimming. Them women be swimming.
把前面的 S 去掉。
That's a really good way to remember it. Yeah, so at no point do we ever say,Woman. There's even though it's spelled the same as man, we don't actually say man. It's woman or women.
那我们就进入今天的正题。首先来说一下不同阶段的女生啊，从小女孩然后到成熟的女性，我们可以怎么来叫她们呢？
Okay, so we can start at the beginning when you are a very young.Beautiful girl.
就是小女孩 a girl or girls.
Right, exactly. So if girls, like the little girls' room, girls' basketball coach, girls' soccer.
你前面说 little girls' room、mm-hmm. 是女厕所的意思吗
Right.
OK. 但是 girls 也不一定只能形容小女生吧，有一些成熟的女性，比如她们和闺蜜一起出去，互相之间就会 Hi girls,
Hey girls, Yeah, you coming to the party?
对、Hey gals.
So the thing about girls is, as girls get older, some of them really stop liking this word, and some of them really have a problem with this word. Don't call me a girl. I'm not a girl.
I'm a young woman.
I'm a young woman, or I'm a lady. But gal is, it's a bit more fun. It doesn't really have the same, let's say, baggage.
Okay, so this gal, 怎么拼呢?
Gal is G-A-L.
它其实就是从 girl 这个词来的，但就把它变得有意思一点，就比较俚语，对吧?
Right, so it makes me kind of think about old ladies talking to each other. Hi, gals, let's go down to the seniors center.
Okay.
But of course, over time, we have all started to use this word.
Okay, 好，哎，那如果男生称呼他的女性朋友可不可以 Hey, girls, or hey, gals?
I use both. If it's offensive, people can tell me that it's offensive. It's something that you read. I'm just not sure that it's true.
OK, 好，那说完了这个 girl 和 gal 呢，接下来我们来说说 lady。
So this one is the one that I use the most for really any age. Ladies.
对，因为这个就是淑女的意思嘛、或者女士，对不对？就 it's very respectful.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So of course we will hear ladies very commonly in the phrase, ladies and gentlemen.
对，女士们、先生们啊、你刚刚说 ladies， 它可以覆盖很大的一个年龄阶段，是吗
？Sure, yeah. So, I mean, I started using ladies in university, and I still use it today. You talk about really girls, women of any age.
所以如果你称呼自己几个女性朋友，你可以 Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, but at the same time, when I say it, I do often change my voice like that, ladies.
我觉得听起来有点油腻
Hello, ladies. Now, of course, going back to what I said before about the little girl's room, we also say the ladies' room. Where is the ladies' room?
是是是。好，那最后来看的这个词呢 Well, we've already talked about it. Everyone knows it. 就是
Of course, is women.
Women. 但我想说的这个 women 就是前面的 girls 啊 ladies 啊你可以那样面对面的称呼不太能面对面说 Hey, women.
Hey, women. Yeah.
是吧
Yeah, it sounds pretty weird.
对这个只能就是以第三人称的说 Women are the greatest. 或者 We've、
right.
got these amazing talented women.
Right, right, exactly. Or International Women's Day.
对对好但讲到 women 啊哎，我一直很想看到现在还没看的一部电影呢、就是经典重拍的小妇人
Okay, Little Women
虽然这本经典名著的题目是 Little Women、但是你不能用 Little Women 去称呼这种十几二十岁的年轻女性对不对
Right, right, right So you already said young women before that's very common But if you were to say Little women or a little woman, it would make me think of a woman who is not tall.
Okay. So it only really works in this book title.
Right, right.
好，那讲完这些名词以后呢，现在我们把它变一变，把它们变成形容词，说一下女性的性格和一些特质。
Okay. How about we start with two, girlish.And girly.
就是从 girl 这个词来的、对吧好那这两个都是形容词有什么区别呢
Well, of course, a good way to look at the difference is to look at how we use them. So often we use girlish to talk about like her girlish figure or her girlish
charm,
exactly. Whereas girly we often use to talk about guys.
就有点女性特质有点娘的
You're a girly man
Girlish 不一定只能形容小女生吧因为有一些女性她的性格就是这样啊或者她喜欢的穿衣打扮的风格 Just like a young girl, right?
Right?
So they could be in their 30s or 40s But they're still very girlish
Very girlish,
yeah,
right? Or other things about them could be girlish For example, a girlish voice Hey guys
对比如我想到林志玲对吧、她虽然已经就年龄比较成熟 But she's still super girlish
Right, right
但是 girly 就只能用来形容男生吗
Well, it can, right? A girly can also be Well, so if a man has a girly voice That's possible But of course, you can also talk about girly colors
像粉红色啊
Right, pink So I would say girlish is much more positive than girly Girly is not always negative, but itcan be sometimes.
How, now, the opposite of a very girlish girl, 我觉得就是就像 Little Women 里面的那个 Jo, 这属于一个什么样的女生呢?
Okay, so this is a noun. We've been talking about adjectives, but this is a noun. Tomboy.
一个 tomboy.
Right, someone is a tomboy.
你知道中文叫什么吗? 假小子。
Oh,
like a fake boy, 因为她是个女生啊。
Whatever happened to 女汉？
哦，女汉子是比较新的，比较 contemporary 的。对，想当年我小的时候，就女汉子，我们说比较假小子。Okay, so a tomboy.
Right.
或者也可以把它变成形容词，就是 tomboyish.
Tomboyish, right? Yeah, my daughter is very tomboyish, or she is a tomboy.
好，那再接下来这个和 tomboy 又反过来了。
Right, right. Or you don't know. I mean, maybe someone could.As a young girl, be very tomboyish and then grow into a lady and become very ladylike.
所以这个形容词就是 ladylike.
Ladylike.
就把 lady 后面加上 like.
No, this is a great phrase. Actually, this was our coworker Connor's contribution to this list. And we do often use ladylike in a negative sense to say that something is not ladylike.
Okay.
So for example, if a woman, drinks a beer, that's not ladylike.
Okay, okay. 好，那 what about the word womanly?
Womanly.
这个和 ladylike 有区别吗?
Well, a lady is supposed to be a woman of refined character.
就让我想到贵族那种
right,
like
right.
the nobility.
An aristocratic lady. So she has been refined, or she is refined. Womanly just kind of more refers to the fact that Yep.
Not manly.
She's not manly, yeah. So she has womanly features or a womanly figure.
诶，你觉得 womanly 是不是女人味呢？
Well, we have a different word for that. Actually, I'm kind of surprised it's taken us this long to get to it. That word would be feminine.
Feminine. 这个就让我想到I don't know, Monica Bellucci. 你不觉得吗？意大利女演员，她很 feminine. 你不知道她是谁是吧
？No, I have no idea. No idea. Feminine. I mean, because that's the thing. The idea of what is feminine will change from culture to culture, right? In America, they've had this idea for such a long time of, you know, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
The feminine ideal, and the idea is that you're not like a man. So masculine is supposed to be like, let's fight.
肌肉对吧 ？Muscle,
yeah,
然后 masculine.
Muscle, and I'm gonna fight you and take your stuff and.
Feminine,
feminine.
Okay. 好，那 feminine 呢？另外还有一个词也是从它来的，女权主义者
，feminist.
Feminist. 这两年这个词用的非常多。
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of those words that gets used so much that I think people just really forget what it means or just don't stop to think about what it means.
所以这两个词 feminine, feminist, 它是不是都是从 female, 女性这个词来的
Right, right. But we don't really use the word female. We would use it to talk about our cats. This is a female cat.
或者你填表格的时候
right,
gender,
right,
性别
gender, for sure. But we don't really say female for a person. Even though it's true, we don't really use it.
就口语里用的比较少
That's right, that's right. But...There is one more of these F-E-M, fem words that we do use. Effeminate. This is one more of those words that we usually use to talk about guys. But you can use it to talk about girls.
So effeminate 就是也形容比较温柔的男性是吧
Yes, but I mean, it's also about their behavior too, or, and especially speech patterns. So we talk about someone's effeminate voice. 你吃饭了吗
很跳跃，好好好，哎，但我想到了现在，中文媒体有的时候新媒体还会说，像 Kate Blanchett 那样的，她就是属于很 A 的，很有气场的女性。
Okay, yeah. So this A probably comes from alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha dog.
就像一个女王一样，像一个 queen， 对不对？很 A. So alpha, A L F A. That's the first.Alphabet in Greek,
yeah.
希腊语里面像 A 一样
right?
所以我们就形容她是一个大女人，就很 A.
You could say she's very alpha. That's fine. Here's actually where we do use female. You could say someone is an alpha female.
对，比如《大小谎言》里面那个 Reese Witherspoon 的角色， she's like the alpha female.
Right. Now we would not say alpha lady and alpha woman. I guess is okay, but I would suggest just sticking to either.She is the alpha, or she is alpha, or she is an alpha female.
Female, okay. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我们要送给所有的妈妈们这两个词是形容你们的。
Okay.
Well, I guess it can describe any woman who is very, you know, 很喜欢小朋友的。
Motherly, yeah. So actually, yeah, both of these words we're going to talk about quickly both mean motherly, but from a different point of view. They both start with M-A-T, which is the...Latin root meaning mother.
妈妈母亲。哎，其实你刚刚讲的 motherly， 我们都知道 mother 的意思，后面加 ly 就变成形容词。
Right, and if you guys are wondering, hey, what does this word mean? Well, it can kind of mean either one of these words we're about to say. The first one is maternal. Well, in a hospital, maternity ward. That's where people have the babies.
产科产室对吧
Right. And one of the reasons why people have babies is because they get that maternal instinct. It's time to have a baby.
对或者有一些人他很喜欢孩子。我觉得我就是就是 even when I was a child myself, 我看到比我小的小孩我就觉得好可爱啊。然后我也可以形容自己就很 maternal 吧。Like, I always be very maternal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, you can say that.
可以的是吧
Sure, sure, sure. Now, so we probably could not use the next word, though. matronly.
Matronly?
Yeah.
So, 什么意思?
This makes me think about, well, you were talking about the queen before, but this is like when the woman is the head of a very big household. So what was the one show? Downton Abbey. Maggie Smith is matronly, right? So again, it's this idea of she's a lady. She's very refined. She's had a family. And she, most importantly, is the boss.
对, 她是家里最德高望重, 然后权威最高的女性。
Right. Now, the question is she maternal? Maybe not. I mean, in a lot of these TV shows,
就是就很 alpha 的
Right, she's very alpha, not very maternal, but she's very matronly.
Matronly, okay. 好, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。 International Women's Day is just around the corner, 还有两天就到了。我们在这里祝大家妇女节快乐。 Happy Women's Day!
Happy Women's Day, gals! See you next time!